Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Clay County Corner. This is guest host Kevin Donaldson in for Thomas Watson today. It's always good to be with you. We appreciate you listening, and as always, we're broadcasting live from the historic Clay County Courthouse. I think we've got yet another good show, it seems like we always do. Couple of guests lined up that we'll be talking to later. Dr. Doug Young will be among those folks. We'll talk about some of the things going on related to, well, the three-star program and other things. And we have a pretty significant announcement we hope to make at some point during the show today. Before we get into some of those things, do just, I guess, what we call a little house cleaning to begin. Congratulate some folks and talk about some upcoming events. Want to remind you, and I know this was mentioned last week, both these first things will be the Free Hill community will be having a fish fry this Friday. That's tomorrow on the 13th. Looks like they'll be doing lunch and supper. They'll have an 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. slot, and then again from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. That includes catfish, french fries, slaw, white beans, hush puppies. Delivery is available during lunch hours in the city limits, and if you go up and purchase your meal at the Free Hill Community Center, a drink is included in that. You can do this ahead of time, get tickets. To do that, you need to call Marilyn Bartlett. A couple of numbers here, one a cell number, one a landline. Both are 931 area codes. Her cell is 397-3298. And the landline is 243-2964. We also want to mention we have another big event, one of our bigger fall events. Fall's a busy time coming up this Saturday. It's time for the Fall Fest and Chili Cook-Off. We'll talk more about that, I'm sure, as the program goes on. But that is this Saturday. Talk to organizer Sandra Wicks, who's the Senior Center Director. Of course, this event benefits them. It's a major fundraiser for them, and she says that they have about half as many teams competing again as last year. They're going to be up in the low teens, could be the mid-teens in terms of the number of teams competing for that this year. So congratulations to them. I'm sure we'll have an even bigger turnout than is the case every year, and it's always a big turnout. A couple other things we want to mention. We'll just briefly mention this, and you'll hear more about it as the clock and the calendar turn around. Next year, the Corps of Engineers will be celebrating the 75th anniversary of Dale Hall. I believe it's just Dam, but I guess we can throw Dale Hall Lake in there as well. So that's certainly a milestone. Hard to believe that the lake and the dam have been there that long. That's a big anniversary. We'll talk more about that as time goes on. We also want to congratulate the Clay County High School Bulldogs, who improved to 5-3 with a big win over Sale Creek this past Friday. They beat Sale Creek 42-12. Really, that's one of those games where you could say it really wasn't that close. I think the Bulldogs led 35-6 at the half. A lot of folks had big games, but congratulations to the Bulldogs. We also want to mention the fact that the roller coaster yard sale was another big success. Corresponded some with Kathy Merritt, the Merchants Association head this morning, who organizes that event. She said it was another really good year. Plans are already underway for next year. Those of you who are listening that may have visited may have noticed that there was a different alignment in terms of vendors down there this year. Probably flowed better than it ever had, and they had some inside booths this year as well in what's known as the women's building there. Congratulations to all folks involved in organizing that event. Also, we want to mention, I'm sure we'll hear about this again as well, we've heard about the Merchants Association already. Their Halloween trick-or-treat event will be Friday, October the 27th. That has become a big event with hundreds and hundreds of kids coming out for free candy. I think it's grown to the point we even have some folks coming in from out of town to participate in that. Excuse me, but as old saying is, a good time will be had by all, no doubt. Let's look at some of the things going on in the community, and we'll come back with our guest, Dr. Doug Young, and City of Salina Mayor Joey Rich, right after these messages.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. Again, this is guest host Kevin Donaldson in for your regular host Thomas Watson. Thanks again for listening, and as we always need to do, we thank our sponsors who make Clay County Corner a possibility. We're going to be talking today with Salina Mayor Joey Rich and three-star director Dr. Doug Young about economic development and some of the activities that are taking place in the county, and we do have a lot going on. We'll leave that off with what I think we have to consider a very major announcement, an announcement that's been made before but never in this amount. Mayor, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Kevin.
And I understand that you've got an email and now a contract about a pretty significant news for Clay County and downtown area here.
Yeah, we got some exciting news the other day. I received an email informing us that we received a $100,000 commercial facade grant that we'd applied for.
Well, that's significant, Dr. Young. That's a pay grade above what we've got in the past, and it's been good in the past, hasn't it?
I guess about 9 years ago, 8 years ago, something like that, we were excited to have a $15,000 grant, and then we were even more excited about 3 years ago to have a $25,000 grant, And now we're just beside ourselves to have a $100,000 grant.
And our having, or your guys, but I'll say our meaning all of us, you guys having coordinated and successfully completed the first two, no doubt played a part in us being able to get the bigger one. And there was only a handful across the state?
We understand there were five across the state, and we were fortunate enough to be one of the five. I think the thing they look at is how well you administer the first two grants. You have to have had the first two grants before you qualify to apply for the $100,000 grant. So we have it now. We've not gone over the contract. I think the mayor just got it maybe this morning. Is that right, Mayor?
Yeah, just this morning.
Just opened it up this morning, so we've not had time to go over it. We asked this time for this grant to cover Salina from city limit to city limit. We don't know that we got that yet because we haven't read the contract, but hopefully we've got the whole town in this one, and that can open it up some. We have some businesses out in the area that could really use that. This grant, if it's as it was in the past, it'll provide the merchant with 75% of the cost of improving the outside of their establishment. And when you look around the downtown area, you can see examples all over the downtown area jump out at you. I think the one that jumps out at you more than any of the others, when you look at the before picture of the Ogletree building, I'll call it.
Right. Treehouse Treasures.
Treehouse Treasures and the apartments and all that. When you look at the before picture there and then look at the after picture, that's a fantastic deal there. The three-star program was able to participate, or the downtown program was able to participate in that one. And then the awnings you see, some of the painting, a lot of the stuff around the square were a direct result of the previous downtown grants. And now we're looking forward to cranking this one up and continuing to improve the appearance of downtown Salina. I know a lot of people, I've had people to tell me how bad Salina looks. Guys, back off and look at how it looked about 10 years ago. And certainly our merchants have done a good job in improving. We estimate that well over $100,000 has been spent just in improving the exterior of the buildings of the downtown area.
And the receiving of the grants was the impetus behind all that, wasn't it?
That kind of acted as the catalyst to get the thing moving, and merchants got excited about it, and they got out there and got it done.
Dr. Young, in the past, too, and you've mentioned that already, but let's go into it a little more deeply. It's basically just been the area around the square and up East Lake just a little bit, and maybe over the hill here a little bit, as we say sometimes. It was just within I always like to say you can hit a golf ball from one end of downtown to the other, depending on how well you can hit the ball, but that's been the scope of it in the past.
Right. It was about 100 yards from the square.
Right.
And that's all they would allow us to do because it was called a downtown grant, and they wanted it just far downtown. But now we hope that they've allowed us to broaden that some and be able to reach out.
And tied to that, I know at the, I guess it was a public hearing that you guys had to hold back earlier, for lack of a better term, there were a lot of folks who have business establishments up East Lake Avenue who were there and very interested in that. And I guess when the mayor officially opens that contract up and we all take a look at it, we'll know exactly how far it extends. But there was a lot of interest from folks outside what we call the downtown area, wasn't there?
Well, as small as Salina is, the whole thing is downtown.
Amen.
I know. I'm getting back on history here a little bit. I used to own W.O. Brown & Son. That's where Jimmy White's law office is now. And it was a clothing store, and I had five competitors around the square. And now it's hard to find a pair of boots in Salina. So we used to have lots and lots of retail that we just don't have now. And maybe if we can improve it, we'll draw some of those thousands of tourists that come in here every year. Maybe we can draw them into town and sell them something while they're here.
Right. You know, it does seem, it's happened, I know. Again, we just talked about the 75th anniversary of the dam or the lake. That's an approximation, I guess. But it's, the lake's been here a long time, and folks have always found their way downtown to some degree, I guess just naturally. But it seems to me, now this is just a personal observation, don't have any stats to back it up, that more of those folks want to leave the lake and come downtown or go somewhere and do something rather than staying on the lake the whole time. That may be my imagination. I have no data to back it up.
Well, when I was in the clothing store business, I got a lot of business in the late afternoons. Those ladies would come in. I know once I had, I remember Bobby Brooks blouses. I don't know that much about Bobby Brooks blouses, but it's quite evident that I didn't have them priced high enough, because this lady bought a whole bunch, and then the next afternoon she came back and brought all of her friends, and they just bought me out of Bobby Brooks blouses. And I realized right then, hey, you're not marking this stuff up enough.
You need to have a price increase, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting news, and we'll talk some more about that. I guess it's time for us to take another little commercial break, and we'll let our sponsors get their messages in. We'll be right back with more Clay County Corner.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria and food from making you ill with four simple steps.
Needs to be a walk in the park.
Clean. Wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate. Keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook. Make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill. Refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. I have Dr. Doug Young of the three-star program, and City of Salina Mayor Joey Rich here. We have been discussing the awarding by the state, and that's economic community development, basically, Dr. Young, that awards these grants. City of Salina, one of only five recipients across the state to get a $100,000 downtown renovation, revitalization, facade. Let's talk a little bit more about exactly what facade means. And you've been—I know you've been down that road with those folks before. It literally does mean what facade is. It means the front, doesn't it, Dr.
It does. It does. We had some wars with them because some of the buildings have a rear entrance on them, and I contended that we ought to be able to allow them to do some work around there, and they contended, no, we better not do that. And so we just continue to communicate with them. We appreciate the money that they give us, and we have to follow their rules, but sometimes we want to work with them a little bit, stretch the rules a little bit.
Well, in the request for the downtown, and I'm doing a little air quotes here, area to be expanded is kind of a result of that, and I guess right after the show here, we'll find out if that has been expanded, but to talk about some of the things that have taken place downtown, you know, almost, I won't say every awning, but almost every awning we see downtown now was put up as a part of the prior downtown grants.
It was. We don't know that we're going to be able to do this, but we're going to investigate and see if we can't get a computer-assisted design program out of Tennessee Tech to help some of the merchants with their buildings. With the computer-assisted design now, they can take a picture of a building and they can make it polka-dotted, or they can put stripes on it, or they can put this kind of awning on it, or that kind of awning.
Or wood, or brick,
wood,
or whatever.
And just give you all kinds of different appearance, and it might give you some ideas as to how they might to improve. One of the things that they're interested in the downtown program is to keep the historical integrity of the downtown area. And we've had to stress to those folks that the downtown area in Salina is not like a lot of towns. It's not an old historic town. So around the square, most of these buildings were built after the bridge was built. And the bridge was completed in 1929. So the downtown area is not 100 years old yet, and still relatively new. And about the time, to give a little bit more history of our downtown area, about the time the bridge opened and they started building around the square, the Depression hit. And so they had to cut their budgets back. So the buildings that we have in downtown Salina, most of them don't have the ornate kind of architectural design that you'll find in some of the older towns that were built in the 1890s and up until about 1920. Some of those buildings were just very elaborate in architecturally. And I know if you'll just look around in Gainesboro and Livingston and just our next-door neighbors here, and you see that their buildings look better than ours because when they were built, they had more money. Then another thing that has hurt us in the downtown area, in my lifetime, Salina burned all the way from what's now the four-way stop down to about the post office. And then since that time, Hundley's Garage has burned, Burnett's Furniture Store and Clothing Store and the Variety Store, and I guess Mr. Hale Dale's, all that has been burned.
Yes.
And so lots of changes in the downtown area. So it's not that we're trying to restore the downtown area, because the restoration process, it wouldn't be going back that far. We're trying to make the downtown area look more attractive to our visitors and try to economically improve the lot of the businesses in the downtown area. And we'd like to have more businesses downtown, but you know, most of the buildings now in the downtown area, most of them have something in them.
They're occupied either as a business or storage in some instances,
yeah.
But yeah, there's not a lot of vacant buildings in town, period, really.
And we have some new businesses cranking up right now, brand new business, the bakery, and then a brand new business, the what do they call it, the Little Hamburger Joint?
Little Burger Shack,
and, so we still have people investing their money and their time and trying to make the downtown area a better place to visit.
And a little too early for us to talk about that, especially since I don't know all the details, but it's my understanding, excuse me, we have a new business about to go in just a short drive up East Lake from downtown area, too.
I've noticed that there, I guess it was Sunday morning, or maybe it was Monday morning, I was going to breakfast before 6 o'clock. The lights were on in there, and they were already working.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think we're going to have maybe a place that ladies at least can buy clothes, I understand.
Well, time will tell, and I'm sure we'll hear more about that as time does go on. Tremendous news about the downtown grant, and something else related to the city mayor that's been a topic, really not, I guess, that much of a widely known public topic, but something that's been discussed kind of behind the scenes for a long time, is the possibility of the city of Salina leasing or taking over, I guess, for lack of a better term, Donaldson Park. And I understand you've had some contact with the Corps about that of an official nature.
Yeah, I've talked to a lot of people over the last several months that have just asked me, you know, why don't the city take over Donaldson Park?
Right.
Well, we took the first step Tuesday, and the alderman and myself met with the Corps of Engineers at City Hall and had a real good meeting. You know, got a lot of information out of it. And like I say, it's the first step. It'll take, you know, it'll take a few years probably to get everything like you want it, but I think it'll be a good thing for the city of Salina.
Well, and just going, jumping through all the hoops and doing all the paperwork that's involved with the Corps will take months and months, won't it?
Yeah.
I was able to sit in on one of those earlier meetings, and you know that it's a complicated process, but I think they told you the fact that it would be government to government might actually speed the process up.
That might help it out a little bit to speed it up.
Well, that's really good news. Of course, the city has never had a city park before, and that would be an opportunity for that to take place. And certainly, of course, I'm prejudiced. Anybody that knows my last name and knows where the park is and where I live, I would really, really personally hate to see the park close. And due to a lack of funding, that's a possibility.
Right.
That's not just a rumor. That's fact. But also, just from being a chamber director, I can say I believe if the park was not open, it would be a pretty devastating blow to our town.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of people that used to use the park, and there's not as many anymore. But there's a lot of potential down there, and if anybody has any ideas of what they would like to see down there, you know, there might be a possibility of a swimming pool later on down the road, or just things like that.
A lot of possibilities. And you know, we saw an example of that earlier in the year. Of course, obviously the Corps still has complete control over that, but the rather large region-wide archery tournament that took place is an example of things that could be attracted to the park area.
Yeah, and I've talked to some of those people that were at the archery tournament, and they said that was the best place that they had ever had one at.
Right. Well, I didn't talk to the guy personally that made the statement, but I heard him make the statement to the crowd gathered there, and they go all over the southeast. He said, this was the best venue we have ever been to. And that was down in the woodland area. That's not to mention the area around the shelters. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities of different types of events, music events or whatever that could be held there, isn't there?
Yeah, there's all kinds of possibilities that we could do down there at the park.
Well, that's, again, the first step in what will be a fairly long road, no doubt. Dr. Young?
We'll be able to qualify for some grant money, I think, down there, too, once we get possession of it, and if we have at least a 25-year lease on it, and I think that's what you're negotiating, then TDEC and some other state agencies have grants that could help us develop some things down there.
Yeah, there's a lot of grants out there for parks, you know, if you've got the property to do it with.
Tremendous possibilities, and that's really exciting news. Again, just the first step, folks. If you have any input you'd like to make known in that, you can call Mayor Rich at City Hall. If my memory serves me correct, that's 2115.
Yes, 2115.
And I'm sure there might be a public meeting or two somewhere down the path as well. So looking for input on ideas for Donaldson Park, and certainly good news to hear that might be a possibility. Before we go to another break, we'll remind everyone, and we'll talk about who our nominees or the folks who have their name in the hat this week are for the birthday and anniversary free ice cream cake from Dairy Queen. We'll also remind everyone to get folks in that, and we have all birthdays this week, no anniversaries. All you got to do is call 243-5574. Speak really slowly and clearly if you can on our answering machine here. Give us the name and phone number of the person that you are putting out there or submitting, and also leave your name and phone number so we can give you a call. Again, that is 243-5574, and as we come back, we'll talk about these five folks who have their names in the hat this week. Stay tuned for more Clay County Corner right after these messages.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Clay County Corner. As always, we're broadcasting live from the historic Clay County Courthouse, which we will discuss further here in just a moment. Thank you for listening. Thanks again to all of our sponsors, and thanks to our guests today, Dr. Doug Young and City of Salina Mayor Joey Rich, who I believe is making his first, do you call it appearance on radio? First visit to the studio.
Yeah, this is my first one.
There we go. Glad to have you with us, Mayor.
Glad to be here.
We'll talk about something else city related here in just a moment. I do want to remind everybody about the free Dairy Queen ice cream cake. For those celebrating birthdays and anniversaries or anniversaries, we have five folks whose name will be in our sophisticated selection system here, which we'll put in place shortly. All our birthdays: Dakota Scott, Leslie Kirk, Lene Cunningham, Teresa Day, and Deanie Smith. The names of all those folks have been submitted, and they will get one of those wonderful Dairy Queen ice cream cakes. I always have to say, and I'd say it when I give them the certificate, I cannot eat these anymore, so please eat a piece for me. I'll offer congratulations early to the winner there, and we'll hand out a certificate later on. You need to come by the Chamber of Commerce and pick that certificate up, present it to the folks at the DQ, and you will get that free Dairy Queen ice cream cake. Mayor, back to some city-related business. You guys got budget passed on second reading.
Yeah, we got the budget passed on the second reading Tuesday night. That's one thing we're glad to have out of the way.
that will enable several things to start to happen now. I know, of course, not anything that people necessarily want to hear about, but tax notices will need to go out soon.
Yeah, they'll start going out pretty soon.
Absolutely. City government a little bit different than county in some respects. I'm pretty sure the county just has to pass their budget and corresponding tax rate once. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. May not, but the city does have to pass that on two readings, two separate meetings, don't they?
Yes,
for it to be law.
Has to be passed twice on two different readings.
Right. Congratulations on that, and again, that will enable some things to begin to happen now, which includes, I guess we could mention again, it's been talked about before, looking further into that sidewalk grant that has actually been awarded. You can start looking at that again now, right?
Yeah, and that's gonna be a few years down the road before it gets completed, but we can get back on track with that.
Right.
And that's going to be a big asset to the city. It's going to go from the four-way stop up to the big intersection at the hospital.
Right. And that's a 5-foot sidewalk. And that may not sound that wide, folks, but most sidewalks here around town are just 3 feet. So
right.
That gives you an idea of how much larger that will be. And till you sit somewhere along, especially Brown Street, I guess, and maybe some other areas, you don't really realize how many folks walk around town. I mean, that will be a big asset.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that walks around through there. And this grant is a 5% match, and that's a grant that you don't see come around too often.
No, that's for sure. A lot of them go as far down as 50-50, which makes it difficult for
right.
small places to come up with that kind of money. Related to grants, although it's not actually a grant, Dr. Young, the courthouse committee, which Thomas Watson is the head of. Thomas is kind of the curator, I guess, basically, of the courthouse. But we have, a working arrangement that has been set up with MTSU toward helping preserve and market the courthouse, I guess, would be a way of putting it, right?
The Center for Historic Preservation is located on the MTSU campus, and I think connected to you, MTSU, in some shape, form, or fashion. Several years ago, they sent a team of graduate students and an architect in and did an analysis of the old courthouse and architectural analysis to spell out the kinds of things that we needed to be working on first and then prioritizing what we need to do next and right on down. And so they put all of that in a document. We now have that, and we've been working on that. We were able to get a grant for $10,000 to rewire the courthouse. That didn't quite do it all, but it went a long way. Mayor Dale came over and wired part of it to save us money. And so now the MTSU Center for Historic Preservation is sending a team up to show our courthouse committee how to put on exhibitions, I don't know that they'd want to do this, but for instance, if we wanted to do something on Cordell Hull, they'd show us how to set that thing up with silhouettes and documents and pictures and all that kind of thing. So we've got that coming, and that's going to be exciting, and we'll draw people to the downtown area.
And Dr. Young, related to exhibits, there are a lot of traveling exhibits that could stop here, that stay for just a few days or weeks or whatever, and then they move to another spot. That's something we're not really that familiar with here, but it does happen, doesn't it?
Like the Vietnam Wall. They had that as a traveling exhibit one time. There have been several of those, and we just may not have had the place to do that if we not had them here. We have the museum committee that's working on history. We have the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee now that's beginning to work, and they're kind of working in different directions, and that's a good thing, different areas, and hopefully at some point in time, we'll be able to have a story on all the buildings around the square about that building. And then you'll be able to walk around the square and read history and maybe see a picture of the building. I know the W.L. Brown and Son building is the one I'm most familiar with. It was a clothing store all the way up until Jimmy bought it and put a law office in it. So that had a lot of history behind it.
And Dr. Young, wasn't there a group earlier, a few years earlier at any rate, who kind of started that process of collecting some information about individuals? So I guess some groundwork's been laid for that, maybe.
One of our earlier historic preservation committees, that one was under the leadership of Ms. Brenda Kirby and Ms. Peggy Wilkerson, and they were able to find historical sites in Clay County, identify those sites, and then they put together a brochure so you could find those sites. Then they got with the Vocational Agriculture Boys, and they built some metal markers to go in the ground,
right,
with numbers on them. And that number corresponded with the brochure, and so you could travel throughout Clay County and see some of the more historical things.
And there's Clay County 10 or 11 spots, I believe, on that.
Several of them.
Yeah.
Several of them.
I've been reminded of it by doing some website work, which we'll hopefully talk about here in just a minute as well. But two or three different groups really working, as you said, in different directions, but kind of toward a common goal of collecting and preserving the history and heritage of Clay County and this wonderful facility, which has a tremendous amount of history in it. And I know that's been discussed many times, but there have been some pretty famous things actually happen here in the courthouse.
We've had some famous law trials, and I understand that even Walter Cronkite stood on the front steps out here and delivered a newscast one night. So, yeah, a lot of things have happened. And following the historical kind of thing, the library has some interesting history down there. If you're studying the genealogy of your family, you can go to the library and find quite a bit of information about the folks who have gone on before us in this county. Might mention, too, that we're working on a project to enlarge the size of the library, and we're working on a strategic plan for the library to make sure that we're headed in the right direction with it, and we're providing the services that are needed in Clay County. It's still amazing to me. You go down there about any time of the day, and we find people using the library. And that's a good thing, and that's an indication that you have a good, solid program, and we are just jam-packed in there, and we need more room, so we're looking at an expansion at some time in the future.
Dr. Young, you've mentioned just a couple of several committees or boards that we have in Clay County, and we could spend an hour on each of these and obviously don't have that much time today. But you mentioned the Courthouse Committee, the Historic Preservation. We've got several other committees and groups that are, well, most of them, at least in some way, connected with the Chamber. Actually, I guess all of them are, one way or another. And Three Star,
yeah.
Some of the other boards, of course, we've got an Industrial Development Board. Wayne Rich is the newly elected president of that. We have the ECD board, which actually oversees the chamber and three-star program. Dino Cates is the chairperson there. We have a fairly newly formed workforce development committee, which has been really active. We've seen some initiatives come out of that. Bobby Reed is the chairman there. We've revived an old committee. You mentioned there was an earlier Historic Preservation Committee. We've revived a retiree committee. Share with us just a little bit about what's going on there.
Jim DeMuth is chairing that one, and they're looking at doing some things to attract retirees to move to Clay County. You know, our population has declined. I think you came up with some numbers. 5 out of the last 7 census periods, our population has declined.
Yes.
And one way to replace that loss could be to entice retirees to move to Clay County. And some of them come down, and then they'll build a new home, and some of them pretty nice homes. And they'll build that home on property that may even be. I know one spot where there's 3 homes, 3 brothers moved in. They built homes on what I would consider Greenbelt property that may not have been bringing in $5 a year in property tax revenue. And they built $300,000 houses on it. And now that's bringing in a lot of money as far as property taxes.
Absolutely.
So if we can get those retirees to come in here and then build nice homes and pay plenty of property tax, they don't use our schools and they don't use our jails, at least not very often, and so they just use the rest of the services. We have some things in Clay County that a lot of small counties don't have, and right at the top of that list is a hospital. So many of our small counties that have a lake right in their back door, and we have two lakes in our back door, and they don't have the hospital to attract the retirees in. We have that, and so this committee is working hard to try to get retirees to move in. They're also working on a senior card. We've had senior discount cards, and I think they're working on reviving that and coming up with maybe a different kind of card.
Right.
And then they're looking at providing people that are campsites with a Welcome to Clay County packet, so we can maybe entice those folks to come on downtown and shop a little, find out more about us, and then maybe to consider us when it gets time for them to retire. The American Association of Retired Communities tells us that 60% of the people who retire and move to where they vacation. And so I've talked to lots of tourists who have been coming to Clay County and to the Dale Hollow for 30 years. And now they're approaching retirement and they're beginning to look at us.
There's a huge connection between tourism and attracting retirees.
Yes.
No doubt about that. And that number, I was going to ask you to break that number out. I'd heard that before. That's strong. All these folks who are visiting Dale Hollow, and that number is upwards of 3 million people a year. Now, that's not all on our end, but we do have more marinas on our end than any other part of the lake as well. So a good portion of those 3 million folks are visiting Clay County.
We have over half the marinas that are on the lake in Clay County.
Absolutely.
As you're mentioning these committees that have been formed, we might mention that last year through a three-star grant, and then we were able to leverage that money into another grant from the Department of Agriculture's Rural Development Program. And that grant money allowed us to get with the Upper Cumberland Development District and enlist them in developing a strategic plan for Clay County. And so now we have a plan. And if you don't have a plan, if you don't have a roadmap on where you're going, you're just liable to end up anywhere. And I think that's part of what we've been doing in the three-star program for several years. We've done a lot of good stuff and enjoyed doing it and all that, but it's been this, that, or the other. We've not had a clear roadmap. Now we have that, and now we're in the process of addressing the recommendations that the Upper Cumberland Development District put in that plan. We turn to them because on their staff, they have a specialist in most of the areas of economic and community development. And that kind of gave us a leg up. So we're not depending on some kind of a planning charrette or something to get people together and decide what we ought to do. We're turning to experts in each field, and they're making recommendations as to what we ought to do. The final decision as to what we do will certainly be left to us, but now we are currently addressing 11 of the 19 areas that they identified as needing work. And we're doing that with an army of volunteers, and so if we have listeners out there who have some time on their hands and would like to volunteer to make Clay County into a better place to live, work, and play, if they get in contact with us down to the Chamber of Commerce, we'll be able to see if we can't find a committee that they'd fit into and would be interested in working in and maybe address those other 8 areas.
We can definitely find you something to do. We'll talk a little bit more about that plan and about 2 or 3 other committees we've got as we head down the home stretch here on Clay County Corner. We'll be back right after these messages.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
Needs to be a lot in the pot.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is. A date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go!
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. Kevin Donaldson guest hosted today. We'll have City of Salina Mayor Joey Rich making his first visit here on Clay County Corner. Glad to have him with us, and also Dr. Doug Young. Before we head down the home stretch, we'll take care of business, and business that everyone is always very interested in. We will draw out the winner here of our free Dairy Queen ice cream cake this week. We'll remind everybody again the number to call to submit folks to be put on that list for birthdays or anniversaries is 243-5574. We have five entrants today, so a pretty good chance of winning, folks. Dakota Scott, Leslie Kirk, Lene Cunningham, Teresa Day, and Deanie Smith. All their names have been submitted, and I'm going to ask Mayor Rich to pull a number out of our elaborate and sophisticated system here, and we'll see who our winner is. It looks like Dakota Scott is the winner of our birthday cake this week, so congratulations, Dakota. You or some member of your family can come by the Chamber of Commerce, pick up your certificate, present that at the Dairy Queen, and get a free ice cream cake. Congratulations again. Just a few minutes left in our show today. We've been talking about various committees and boards in Clay County. Several working toward common goals. We have a relatively new committee that has been formed, or group. There will be a localized name announced about this group very soon, but it's connected with the Healthier Tennessee program, which is a statewide program. They're working toward certification for Clay County to be officially recognized, which will, I think, open us up for some help from the state in various areas. Candy Power, who works at the Cumberland River Hospital, heads that group up. We've talked some already about the Downtown Revitalization Committee, which Dr. Young and two other folks, you might mention who those are, Dr. Young. You all have coordinated that effort for about a decade now.
We've got Sarah Elizabeth Birch and Greg Birch working with us on that, and we've talked to a couple of other people about joining that committee, and there's a lot of paperwork to be done and a lot of work to be done in administering that grant. And now that it's $100,000, we need to dot every I and cross every T and make sure that we get all that paperwork right. And I think Sarah Elizabeth is the driver on that. She makes sure we doesn't make a mistake in any of that.
Well, obviously you guys have dotted the I's and crossed the T's in the past, or we wouldn't have received this one. That's a testament to y'all's work. Dr. Young, just so everybody understands, and hopefully a lot of folks are listening today who will be interested in this program, the merchant or the business owner has to pay up front, and then they're reimbursed.
Right, right. It's a reimbursement kind of program, and then the city of Salina won't get reimbursed until we spend the money and send an invoice in. However, they have real quick turnaround for state government. They usually get that money right back to us, so that's not usually a problem. We have a webinar today at 11:30, and then they're going to tell us more about the program at that time. And then I think there may be a follow-up meeting to that. We've got Virginia Solomini at the Development District working with us, and so we'll be getting the word out and be ready to get this thing cranked up just as soon as possible.
And the 75-25, now you've had some that actually in the past were 50-50, which is still a good deal, but 75-25 is pretty hard to beat. I mean, you put $1 in and get 30.
Yeah, that's hard to turn down. You know, I've been around a while, and this is the first time I've ever seen a grant that helps private business do something like this. Usually we're coming around to merchants saying, how about buying an ad in this or buying an ad in that?
Right.
And here we're coming around this time and saying, hey, we've got a program for you here.
Absolutely. here's something for you. Tied to the downtown area, and not just the downtown, but the entire surrounding area, is another group, the Merchants Association, which is very active. Kathy Merritt heads that association, that group up, along with doing a lot of other things. Appreciate all the work that she does. We mentioned earlier she also coordinates locally the roller coaster yard sale activities, but very active Merchants Association group, and we want to mention again they have an activity, Halloween Trick or Treat, coming up on October the 27th. Folks, those are just a few things that are going on in Clay County. We do want to mention specifically a couple of things, just reminders again. The Free Hill Community Fish Fry coming up tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and then again from 5 to 7 p.m. for supper. That's $10 a plate. That includes catfish, french fry slaw, white beans, and hush puppies. Hard to beat that on a Friday or any day. Delivery is available during lunch in the city limits, and a drink is included if you go to the Free Hill Community Center and get it. For more information, you can call Marilyn Bartlett at 397-3298 or 243-2964. And then the big day, which will take place just surrounding us outside the building here at the Clay County Courthouse Square, is the Fall Fest and Chili Cook-Off. That is this Saturday. Most of you, I'm sure, are familiar with the process. If you want to be an entrant in that, you still have time. You can call Sandra Wicks at 243-3467. As I mentioned earlier, she has said that they have more teams already entered this year than last year and could be still moving upwards with that. We'll not get into the rules and regulations. You need to call Sandra for that information, but it is traditional red chili. Now, if you need further information on that, call Sandra. In terms of tasting, you buy a bowl and you go around and get a little taste of everybody's. And the more teams there are, the more taste you get. So I guess we all hope that there's as many teams as possible in that. That will all basically kick off officially around 11:30, but there'll be folks here at the Courthouse Square for a long time. There are winners, obviously, to this with a $500 grand prize winner or first place winner. You have a judge's winner and a taster's choice winner as well. Folks who eat your chili can vote on it and give you the taster's choice award as well, but we invite everybody to come down to the historic Clay County Courthouse for that. Folks, we're out of time. Thanks again to our guests, Salina Mayor Joey Rich, Dr. Doug Young with the Three Star Committee. This is Kevin Donaldson saying we hope you listen to Clay County Corner again this time next week. Please join us then.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.